Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about animal feed, a billion metric tons of animal feed in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. Annual global feed production surpassed the 1 billion metric ton mark for the first time ever this last year. The 2017 Global Feed Survey, released by Alltech this week, shows the figure represented a 3.7% increase from the year before. The survey looks at compound feed production and prices through Alltech's global sales team and industry partners. Aidan Connolly is Chief Innovation Officer and Vice President for Corporate Accounts for Alltech. He says the milestone comes as the number of feed mills around the world declines, showing consolidation within the industry. In the case of the U.S., feed production actually increased 10%, according to the survey. Connolly says the U.S. is well positioned in the feed market in areas where trade barriers don't exist.
If the U.S. continues to be free to export around the world, if there was greater freedom to export to China and Russia, I think the U.S. industry, if I'm thinking of hogs, if I'm thinking of poultry, if I'm thinking even of milk, it's very efficient, and that's what we have to be looking for, is to continue to grow our industry and to export more to other markets.
The survey shows the top 30 countries ranked by production output are home to 82% of the world's feed mills and produce 86% of the world's total feed. China remains the top feed producing country with 187 million metric tons produced. The U.S. number two, Brazil, Mexico, and Spain rounding out the top five feed producing countries around the world.
Feed is actually very concentrated. So, for example, the U.S. and China are quite comparable in size, but together they represent one-third of the total feed production of the world. And in particular, the Chinese story is always interesting. A lot of consolidation in that country, a lot of food safety concerns leading the government to push for consolidation of their farms and also their feed mills. But in total, 10 countries now represent two-thirds of the total feed. So you can see, again, even from the top two or the top 10, we really are in a situation where a lot of protein, animal protein, is being produced in relatively few countries.
Aidan Connolly says this is the sixth year Alltech has put together this survey, and he believes the data is useful for everybody in animal agriculture.
I think it's really useful for when you're in the elevator and you're with somebody that starts to ask you, what is feed? What is animal feed? Where is it and how is it produced? To have these statistics that are reliable, it certainly is, I think, very valuable for anybody involved in animal production. And we gain some benefit from people appreciating that.
And of course, where the feed is, that's where the animals are. It gives us a good snapshot of where animal agriculture, meat and milk being produced globally. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All-Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.